Welcome to the Rebel Mama Health and Wellness Podcast. My name is Nicole, and this is my version of a front porch where we sip good coffee that probably has too much creamer and go deep on what it takes to be truly healthy and happy in this one life we have to live. Have you ever been on the never-ending quest for the perfect diet that promises to melt those pounds away for good? I totally get it. I've been there too. But then the Lord took me on a journey that taught me something. It's not about the food. We're going to learn to ditch the self-criticism and embrace the beautiful mess that is our journey. It's time to kick emotional eating to the curb and love the skin we're in. You can consider it life coaching with a side effect of weight loss. We're going to say goodbye to the diet roller coaster, starting again on Monday, and walking around full of guilt. Instead, we're going to build some awesome holistic health habits that will have you loving life like never before. And you'll probably drop some pounds too. If you're done with the diet drama, tired of sacrificing your favorite foods, and ready to rock this transformation without all the stress, let's do this. Hey everyone, happy Friday. Welcome back to the podcast. And I'm late again. Someday I'm going to get back to having these ready early, but for some reason, I'm not making excuses, but I'm working on something that's super fun and awesome, and it comes out this month. So the countdown is on, but I have been super busy with that. So I need to make this podcast more of a priority. I will get there because it's not about perfection, right? Anyways, that is a good segue into what I want to talk about today, which is meal planning. So I did a post in my private Facebook group. And side note, if you're not in there, why? Get in there with us. I did a post in there today and asked if people meal prepped, and everybody that has answered has said, no, they don't, they should, they wish they did, they want to, but yet they don't. And so I just wanted to come on here and kind of tell you what I do. I do not meal prep like in the traditional sense or what you might think you would see coming from like a health and fitness person, but and I don't do it as much as I should. I am starting to make that a priority again because it just is so much better all the way around, especially in this like super busy season of life. Anyways, I just wanted to tell you what I do and give you some ideas that you could do that maybe if you've been wanting to get into meal prepping, maybe it'd be easier than, you know, the stuff that you normally see all over the internet. So what I do to meal prep is once a week, I will take... I do a sheet of paper because I'm a paper and pen girl, but I take a sheet of paper and on the back of it, I flip it over on the back and I write every day of the week. I grocery shop once a week. So I go through once a week and I start writing down each day, like what we're going to have for dinner. So I don't have this anymore, but maybe some of you do. When my kids were in sports, I would write down like what days we had games at the top, or there was a long time that my husband and I did like a carb cycling way of eating. And so I would write whether we were having a high carb day or a low carb day, and just anything I needed to know about that day. If I have something that I'm going to be doing that I'm not going to be home at dinner time or whatever, just something to like help me when I'm coming up with meals, come up with something that is going to work for that day. So, you know, I don't want to have a day that I'm super busy or that I have to go run kids around like right at dinner time and then have something that's super elaborate to cook. Not that I ever cook super elaborate, because I don't. I'm going to be real here. I do not ever cook super elaborate. Being in the kitchen is like the last place I want to be. That's not fun for me. But this meal planning does make it easier. So anyways, I take the week and I write down the meals that we're going to have. If I am lacking inspiration, which I am a lot, I just jump on Pinterest and go through some of my boards and just find something that matches up with that day, something that's super simple, easy. I do try to stick to foods that are fairly nutritious and healthy when it comes to dinner. So I write those down, and as I write them down, I flip the paper over and write down any ingredients that I don't have for that meal. So for instance, when I do Monday, whatever we're going to have for Monday, while I have the recipe up, either I know the recipe or once I have it up on Pinterest, like when I have that recipe up, I will flip it over and write down anything I need. So basically by the time I get done writing out my list of what we're going to have for dinner every day, I have my grocery list. And then I just add to it the things that I get like once a week. And I also know at that point if there's anything within that that we're going to have leftovers. So if it's something that probably isn't going to have leftovers, then obviously I don't count on that for the next day for lunch. But if there's something that, if we're having like chicken, for instance, I can take extra out and make extra on whatever day that is. So then I know that I have it for lunch the next day. So by doing this, it also helps me prepare for what I'm going to have the next day. And many times if I'm going to do any running around or anything, because obviously I work from home, so if I'm going to be out and about the next day and I know that, it helps me to know what I'm going to have that I can grab for lunch, because that tends to be the time that I'm either getting ready to leave or I'm coming back. And it just helps me to not like grab for stuff that's less healthy or that's not going to support the goals that I have if I know what I'm having. So if I get to where there's a couple days that I know I'm probably not going to have leftovers, then I might like jot some stuff down at the bottom, or I always make like at the bottom of the plan for what I can have for lunch. I also always have stuff on hand for like salads, and I usually have veggies for the salads and stuff like that. And I almost always have hard-boiled eggs on hand or nuts and seeds or things like that that I can put in for some fat and protein into my salad. So that's always like a go-to, because I always have that stuff and I can like easily add it to dinner or something too. But that seems to work out really well for me. And the benefits are just amazing. Like, it's really easy to get out of the habit of doing that, but being in the habit keeps me, it definitely keeps me from like deciding to just grab a pizza or something, because like I said, life has been crazy busy lately. And when I know what I'm having, I can make sure in the morning that the meat is taken out to thaw, that I always know there's something I can grab quick for lunch, because again, I don't really want to be in the kitchen. So if there's just something that I can grab and eat, then I tend to eat a lot healthier. And for dinner, on those days that are super busy and I'm trying to wrap things up at about dinner time, it's so like, it takes so much off my plate and so much stress off me to know what we're having and to know that I have everything for that meal too. So it's kind of like a double blessing when I have that plan, because I know that I also have everything. And like I said, the days that I know I'm going to be super busy, I can plan according to that. So it takes the stress out of having to, you know, cook something that's that I haven't done before, or that takes more ingredients or more time or more steps, things like that. I just make sure that I keep those away from the days that I know I'm going to be super busy. And then the other thing that I wanted to also share that you can incorporate is, if you struggle coming up with things, if you want to make a list but struggle coming up with things, or want to make a meal plan but struggle coming up with things, it helps a lot to make a list. Like I said, I have my Pinterest board that I usually go to, but you also could make a list, you know, like in the notes section of your phone or something like that, and just have some go-to easy lunches, have some go-to easy dinners, and always keep things on hand for those. So whether you put it in your plan once a week and make sure that you buy it for that, or whether, you know, if you have that quick and easy meal, next time you grocery shop, just replace those ingredients so that you always have them on hand. And so, like I said, I don't necessarily meal plan where I take one day and I cook all the food and I do all of that and, you know, have all that ready for the whole week. Cause honestly, I don't really like that. Like, I don't like to eat the same thing every day. I have like the same group of things that I eat every day, but I don't like to eat the same exact things every day, like leftovers. I'm not a huge leftover person. So there's always something that I have because I make sure that I had planned that. So I don't know if that helps you. I hope that helps you, gives you some ideas that maybe that will work for you, where you don't necessarily want to go buy all the containers and cook all your food and put them all in there. And if that works for you, that's great. It just doesn't work for me. I would rather just have things that are super quick to make and they're fresh, but yet they're planned because I know that I have all the stuff for them and I know what I'm pretty much having that day. So I hope that this helps you. And like I said, there's a lot of people that are saying they wish they planned or they should start planning, and it just seems so overwhelming or so daunting. But when I make the list, it really does not take me that long to do it. And so it's absolutely worth it for the time it saves during the week, and also for helping me stay on track with the food I want to eat to reach my goals. So I hope that you guys have a great weekend. As I'm recording this, we're going into Labor Day weekend, so it's a holiday weekend. I hope you guys have an awesome, safe weekend, and I will talk to you guys again next week. Bye, everybody. If this episode challenged or blessed you in some way, I'd love it if you would share it, subscribe, and leave a review. It only takes a few minutes, and it helps to get my show out to others who may need it. You can connect with me on Facebook by joining my free group. Just go to Rebel Mama Health and Wellness or hit the link in the show notes below. I feel truly blessed to have you here today.